Hi, everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast. I'm your host, John Meyer. Joining me today is Allie Whitman. Allie, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Allie, we've had you on other podcasts, but this is a brand new podcast, and we're talking about one topic and in 15 minutes. Are you ready for me to announce my topic?
I'm ready for the game show.
That's what it feels like. I like it. All right, Allie, we're going to be talking about expanding FinOps beyond the cloud. What does that mean?
So this actually is something that I've seen trends coming up lately of. And if you think about FinOps, FinOps really is an operational framework and cultural practice. And I think there's a lot of really cool wins that organizations are seeing with FinOps today. And what we're seeing is cloud FinOps can actually be applied, or the disciplines of it can be applied to other areas. And I think this is a really cool area for folks who are just getting into FinOps, or who are in FinOps looking to expand, or looking for leaders to who are interested to take it beyond cloud, can really kind of resonate with them on. How do we take FinOps or the disciplines with it beyond cloud and add value elsewhere within your organization?
Now, Ali, are you talking about taking certain parts of the FinOps discipline into other areas and maybe defining them for your company?
Kind of like that, yep. So I'm not saying you can just jump in and apply FinOps like a blanket model everywhere. Let's be real, the cost and usage report of AWS is not going to apply to another service very well. But there's a lot of areas within it. If you take a step back of what at the core of FinOps, it's about connecting business and finance folks together. It's about accountability, and it's about really driving maximum business value. And I think those three different areas are something that you can take to any offering, whether it be a cloud offering, or whether it be another SaaS offering, or whether it be any other offering that kind of touches that landscape where engineers have accountability and the opportunity to make decisions that impact cost, but also can drive change and value within their organization.
Allie, one of the key things with cloud FinOps, or FinOps in general, is the visibility not only into your cost and usage, and all the hyperscalers provide that visibility into your cloud usage. Isn't that going to be one of the key challenges when you try to take it into other areas of the business organization and to see the cost of this business application?
It definitely is. And that's actually where I started to see this trend starting to come in, is folks are looking across, or larger organizations are looking at, hey, can we mimic how we do cloud billing for other areas of our business? And can we switch to more of a usage-based model for some of these other services that we're using? Some of them are already on usage-based, some of them aren't. But at the, you know, what you've done with cloud is, if you think about when FinOps first got started, it was really cloud billing was a key component of it. Do you understand your cloud bill? Why are my costs going up? Why are my costs the way they are, and how can I control them? I think that's the same questions people are starting to ask about other areas of their business. Why are my, and I'll just throw out some random vendors on here, Snowflake or Databricks costs going up so high? Why are my Datadog costs and my monitoring costs going up so high? These are all kind of services that are connected in a space related to the cloud, but it's the same questions that we were being asked about cloud a few years back of, you know, why are things the way they are and how can I influence them?
When you're visualizing these other third parties, the other SaaS within it, and that's touching your cloud, isn't that something that's kind of like already part of, or should be part of, your FinOps culture? Or are you suggesting that we're taking things a little bit, a further approach, or diving deeper into it?
I think that's where it kind of gets that gray area at it. And I think that's in the space that I'm in for large enterprises. I think you're going to see FinOps become more of a buy landscape of, here's all of the areas that we're buying. Can we apply FinOps to them? But I think it still goes back to, it's not the exact same model here, because by no means do I feel like I have the credibility yet, I have the expertise yet to talk on these other areas. It's a complete new language I'm learning. And so I'm still trying to learn it as I go. And it's not like with cloud where you have focus and you can compare provider to provider to provider in a seamless way. It's the newer wild, wild west for us. And so how do we kind of figure out where we fit, where we're starting to add value, but are we able to add value there? And I still can't fully answer that if we're able to add value there, if it makes sense for FinOps to gravitate to those areas, but it's what I've seen from a trend perspective. And I definitely think that there's a lot of value to be added from the billing standpoint of it and from the rate optimization, cost aware culture areas within that. And so that's what kind of leads me to believe that I think it will expand into this FinOps space as well.
Just how cost optimization and cloud financial management kind of really evolved into FinOps as it is today and the trend. I think this would be a new trend or consideration or an evolving of FinOps. When I first thought about the title of expanding FinOps beyond cloud, I was thinking data center. Are we going to take this, you know, cultural practice into the data center? And I think I touched something there. Allie, share your thoughts.
I'd say data center is probably going to be the farthest one off. And the reason I say that is it's the model is so complicated. And I said this back when I was at my previous job, like on-prem versus cloud analysis is the last thing I want to do. It's so complicated. There's so many different moving pieces. It's run so differently. The accountability is not all on the engineering side. It's spread across so many different teams. And there's so many components of it that are fixed too, that it's really hard to say I could apply FinOps to on-prem. I think there definitely will be that convergence where we're going to have to figure out how do you adjust FinOps for on-prem. But that's probably a path I'm going to wait to cross till a little further down the road.
Something you don't want to touch on just yet, but let's take a little small bites out of things. And I think the FinOps culture does or naturally progresses into your on-prem, as in that it really gathers all your engineering, your business, and the finance units that deal with cloud applications, but also those that touch on-prem, and they take those into consideration what they're using on-prem, whether they can associate the cost or utilization.
Yep, definitely. And I think this is where, if you're looking at some of the examples I mentioned earlier, they have a similar type of cost structure to cloud where you can pick how you want to run it. There's different types of pricing models within it. It's very usage-based, less like on-prem where you're buying something and you're going to pay for it. Your rates might vary if you're not filling the rack completely, but you still have a lot of fixed cost associated there.
The thing with an on-prem data center is not only is procurement really kind of spread out through like 5 years, right? Your server is kind of, you need it for 5 years, but you also have the racks, the AC, the electric, everything that takes into consideration. If you even set that aside, and you look at a business application that's running virtual, whether it's on-prem, right, but also touches the cloud, there's a cost on-prem, but it's hard to tie those costs associated with it. You can easily see what the cloud is providing in the cost. But I think what you're saying is expand it even further to what you're using, not only within the applications, within SaaS that's out there, the demand, the usage that's available, and take those into consideration and the culture and put that into kind of a, you know, a FinOps framework or methodology.
Definitely. And I think this is where it comes into is we always talk about the total cost of ownership or what is my business yep. metric or my business KPI along with this. Cloud is just one aspect of those costs. It's typically a large portion of it. You know, cloud and labor are probably going to be two of your highest areas, but these ancillary costs associated with running your businesses too, to support those cloud products, I think are where we're going to see FinOps gravitate next to. It's, you know, what is the total cost of running this application from supporting this application to? And I think that's where FinOps framework is going to come into it because you're going to get the budgeting and the forecasting aspect of it too. How do you budget and forecast these other types of areas? I don't think we do it perfect in cloud today. I think cloud is evolving. I think there's, you know, with AI, hopefully some help along the way. But forecasting is still something that I don't think any organization can say I'm a rock star forecaster. Everyone will say I'm always evolving. And I think that's where we can think about that with some of the other areas. How do we evolve our forecasting to take into account the full scope of what you're looking at? And how do we make it something that, you know, when you're talking to your leadership, it's no longer, hey, this is cloud FinOps. This is my FinOps as a whole. And, you know, I think there always will be the separation of cloud from it. But how do we, from a leadership standpoint, bring this to our leaders to where it's a framework on how we do business less of a cost optimization approach that, people tend to think about when they think about cloud FinOps sometimes.
Ali, you stole my statement or question with cloud FinOps and how it's evolving to just FinOps in general, where FinOps doesn't just kind of gear towards cloud. It's as a whole, it's a culture. It's allowing you to drive more of that business value through everything. And I think that's really key there is that we drop the cloud portion of it and we focus on FinOps and how, like the framework, how it's helping business applications.
I agree. And I think this is where I might get pushback from some people because I think it's a little bit premature in this. And definitely, if you ask me from a credibility standpoint, Cloud FinOps is where I have built rapport in the space. It's where I know the ins and out of it. I'm always learning, yes, but you put me in these other spaces, and I'm very eager to learn. And I think that's one of the key areas about anyone who's working in a FinOps space today is we're all willing to dive in to the unknown and kind of find where is our point of reference, where are the little areas we should start that maybe we can start adding value, but we're not going to be able to do it all. And I think that's as you drop that cloud piece, you're going to see that coming together as, hey, these are all the offerings that we buy. Where can we programmatically add similar types of approaches? It also helps engineers then too, because engineers are able to say, hey, I'm speaking the same language, at least on how I work with my businesses, whether it be cloud, whether it be data tools, whether it be monitoring tools. You're able to speak the same language, and it helps finance then, who, I think has come so far since we started with the cloud FinOps space. Like I think our finance teams, just finance teams in general now know so much more in depth about the respect it takes for engineering teams to have to think about the cost behind an application, why things change, the accountability that they have. I think we're going to see finance teams be able to grasp it a lot more for the other offerings if we can take key components of FinOps from the cloud side over to our other areas of our business.
Ali, that's actually a really good point around finance because in the original or traditional stuff, finance didn't need to know what was happening in the data center or what was being built. But now they have a vast understanding of what engineers do within the cloud. Ali, I got to wrap things up with one more question for you because we're running out of time. My last question is, what advice would you give to others that are looking to look beyond the cloud when it comes to FinOps?
I'd say get curious. And by that, I mean get curious. There's not a one size fits all model. Talk to your engineers. How do they think beyond their application from a cloud perspective? Talk to your leadership. What's important to them growing at their organization? Where, what's keeping them up at night because they don't have a full understanding of maybe how the costs work there and they're seeing costs grow. If you're just able to get curious and go deep in an area, I definitely think you'll add value, whether it's you decide it's not the right approach for FinOps, or you might have found the next hidden gem and you're going to expand your practice or expand and add so much more value to your organization. So as long as you're staying curious and really diving in to learn more, I don't think you can go wrong. And I think you will continue to grow in the FinOps space.
Where could others go to find out more information on FinOps? Or is there anybody else out there that they can reach out to, follow, or do some research?
I would say the FinOps Foundation is always the first place to go. There is an amazing Slack channel there. If you ask a question, you will have 100 people responding to it. There's also the FinOps X conference coming up that there's going to be so many amazing people there. That is where I learned some of my best. What do I want to learn next? Where should I get curious? I had an idea last year at FinOps X that I just asked the same question to every single person I talked to. And I got similar trends in those answers that allowed me to say, yep, this is something I want to dive in further and let me get curious and kind of affirmed my areas. So I'd say start with the FinOps Foundation, search across LinkedIn, use your network. But if you start with the FinOps Foundation, I think you'll find a nugget of information that will take you to the next step further.
Yeah, Ali, there's a number of meetups happening. You have to apply to attend to them, but don't worry about it. And Ali did mention the Slack. Now, if you try to actually go into the Slack and they do a preview, great. There's so many great contacts there, people that you can reach out to. There's also another connection that I want to tell everybody about. It's called FinOps Connect, which actually has a number of the same community members from the Slack channel into another community group because they kind of overlap and they have a lot of people really joining the community. And there's only so many that can go into the FinOps stuff. But Ali, you also mentioned LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a huge one for everybody to connect to. Ali, I'd suggest everybody reach out or follow you on LinkedIn and some of your stuff, the posts, the case studies that you're doing. They can also look at your FinOps X presentation from last year, right?
Yes, they can. And that is one of the best areas. I've actually told the FinOps Foundation, you guys need to turn these into podcasts so we can listen to them while we're driving. We need a whole playlist. There's so many great breakout sessions that folks should listen to from last year. I'm excited to start listening to them from this year too, as I've already started looking at the agendas. There's so many interesting talks there. I can guarantee you there's an area that will resonate with everyone.
Speaking of podcasts, like this podcast will be turned into it, and you can listen to this on the road. Also, we will be at FinOps X. We're going to be over at the Hyatt doing all kinds of podcasts and creating content on what's happening at FinOps X. I'm hoping everybody, you know, hit that like, subscribe, you know, follow me on it, because we got some awesome content on the way. All right, Allie, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, everybody, in true traditional fashion, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because we're out of here.